And whether or not you feel like you're joining halfway through a long journey all the way back down again, the nicest thing is that you notice something new every time you do. And there's no getting around it. Seems so obvious when you stop and think about where it all began that you'd end up here. Before you started paying such close attention now, and ready to accept the changes that stay with you and grow in layers like warm fur encasing you. And whether or not you notice something new this time around, like how quickly you seem to become so fuzzy you arrive at the same place it took you so much longer to journey all the way back down again last time, it must make you feel so comfortable and proud to know you're getting better at this with time. So nice to know that whether or not you remember where this leads, you're starting from a new and deeper place every time. Or perhaps every time is just another empty moment to take and mold and make of it what you will. Stop and think about when you started to notice how easily stopping to think can stop you thinking all at once. And whether or not you notice how enticing that thought can be, the last thing you think about before you simply stop, thinking about how you might not have noticed yet. Nice, big pause. But it still seems to happen all the same, even though you might feel different when you think about it now, compared to how you did before. Because even the thoughts you don't remember thinking will change you as they pass in and pass out of your head. You learn the lessons even if you forget the learning. And whether or not you feel the same as the last time it happened, there's a first time for everything. So you might begin to notice something new when you cast your attention carefully across the stretching yawn of your mind, conscious curling up more, purr, listen. Whether it's the first or the last thing I said that keeps you thinking about it doesn't matter. So stop and let someone else think for a change. Or keep listening. It all seems to begin the same way in the end, with an empty moment in time, when you feel different. When we mold and make of you what it will, end up back at the beginning again. And whether or not you feel like you're joining halfway through a long journey all the way back down again, the best thing is to focus on what feels different in this whisker of time, in this empty moment, where the colour of the air you breathe grows darker around your lips, and the shapes of the words I'm speaking smooth out into circles that spiral around the point, is to get you to stop and think squarely about a part of your body which feels different when you listen with triangles. To these words that tap out a beat on the drums of your ears might be a good place to start, because it seems to make sense, like a damp sniff circle. But then you might imagine your nose should be able to smell it. Or does that feel too silky to say, like a tingly taste on the skin of your tongue if you licked your nose? Or a warmth you can watch rippling across your muscles in delicious waves of sound so good you can see why you're feeling like it makes sense to tickle your nose and make it twitch. It must all be quite relaxing. And whether or not those scents seem to make sense to your senses when you sense the synesthesia melting the modalities of your mind down into one molten